Noom uses the latest in proven behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good. Noom builds personal plans that can meet an individual's needs, takes into account dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs to build a plan that works for you. Through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching, their platform has helped millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. I think a lot of intelligence has gone into the whole Noom system. They really think about how humans live, how they think, what their psychology is, and it's all been used to help people control their weight. So stay focused on what's important to you with the Noom psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom, N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now, wherever books are sold. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Introducing ADT self-setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest cams and the Nest doorbell with a battery or wired option. Easily install the ADT self-setup security system at your convenience. This is so good because I can't set up anything.
I know, me neither.
And they've made it simple. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm terrible. I can't get an electric toothbrush to function properly.
Yeah, so easy even Conan O'Brien can do it.
That's what they should say from now on. Yeah. No heavy-duty tools are needed. And if you need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Also features Nest cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package.
That's cool.
That's cool. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi there, Megan. I give you Conan and David.
Hi, Conan and David and Matt.
Hi.
Hey, Megan. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Great. I know nothing about you, Megan. Tell me, what is it you do, Megan?
I am a children's book author and editor.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I've never, how many children's books have you written?
More than 100.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
I've never read that many books.
Right?
Yeah. That's a lot. That's incredible.
But I should note that they are for most of the books I've written are for the school library market. We make books usually in series. So there'll be like a series about swamp animals or a series about presidents or medical breakthroughs.
You said you're writing about history, things like that. Do you ever write a series about, you know, Tommy the Angry Tomato or something where a vegetable comes to life or that kind of story?
So like fiction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. First of all, Megan, don't assume that I said he's an angry tomato, Tommy the Angry Tomato. So this is a very dark book. This is not light fiction. This gets very
maybe
dark.
Maybe it's not even fiction. I don't know.
Yeah. And when you find out why he's mad, you're going to have – he watched his family slaughtered at a pizza shop. So
it's a true crime story.
Yeah. And then he's seeking revenge against the Italian pizza maker who butchered his family.
Yeah. God,
you don't
I'm
think
sorry
this is a
I
good...
made light of it.
No. Well, thank you for your – apology, Megan. It was long overdue.
Yeah.
You are a professional children's book writer. You've written over 100 children's books. Do you use your name, Megan, or do you use a pen name?
I mostly use my name, but if I'm like not a huge fan of the book or the topic, I will use a pen name.
What is your pen name?
My pen name is Margot Gates.
Oh, Margot Gates. Okay. I can look for that. Margot Gates.
Yep.
I use an alias. When I write into like Penthouse or whatever, I never use my name.
No, that would be silly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always.
He uses Margot Gates.
Yeah. No, I don't use that.
I'm the same one.
I'm Charles DeFond. And, but it's Charles DeFond who had a hot encounter with his teacher in the bio lab. So, it's not me because that's just classy.
Yeah.
She's a different name.
I mean, how could you not with a name like that? Charles DeFond? Like,
yeah, exactly.
She
came in.
Encounter.
She said, "Are you DeFond, comma Charles?" I said, "Yes, I am." She slowly removed her glasses. Her hair tumbled down. I suddenly realized she was beautiful for the first time. Listen, I went off on a little cul-de-sac, and I apologize.
Oh.
Megan or Margot, what are some of the rules? Because I want to write a children's book now.
Well, you got Tommy the Angry Tomato.
Well, it's not Tommy the Angry Tomato, but what are some of the rules I should follow?
Well, you're going to need to ultimately watch your sentence length, and you're going to have to use vocabulary fit for a third grader.
So you said watch your sentence length. So like William Faulkner would have been a very terrible children's book author. His sentences don't end. They just go and go and go and go. And they usually involve a man-child, some sort of terrible, terrible dark secret in the deep south. Probably not a good children's book author.
Probably not. Probably more like Ernest Hemingway. Weren't his sentences super short? He's like, it was good.
Yes.
And that's
exactly
what you want.
Yeah. Of course, people are always getting drunk and punching someone, and then
the content is another issue.
Yeah. But I mean, his children's book, I think he wrote one, and it was about a guy who was impotent after a World War I wound.
Oh, man, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, he was drinking to compensate. And guess what? The Library Association did not accept it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was one of Hemingway's only great failure, I think, as a writer.
The only one, yeah. I'm sure. When you're writing, you have to, if you don't mind me continuing, we have to run our manuscripts through something called ATOS. And that basically gives your manuscript a score. And if you're writing for third graders, you need to fall within the from 3.0 to 3.9, that like range generally.
Megan, this shocks me. What you're telling me is that children's books and the children book industry is controlled by this algorithm called ATOS. That's chilling. This is Orwellian. That's insane that there's a deep state that's controlling what our children can read and cannot read. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. I guess if that's how you want to spin it, yes. There's also
Megan. Or if I can use your fake name, Margot Gates. I'm sorry, but you're the one that came in here with an alias. And then you're accusing me of spinning something? I'm spinning nothing. I was just told that no children's book can be written in this country unless it passes the almighty algorithmic wisdom of ATOS. True or false?
False, because that largely pertains to the school library market for nonfiction books. But if you're writing a fiction book, you can kind of do what you want.
Trust me, ATOS will find you.
Yeah, it sometimes does.
Yeah, suddenly you'll go to use your ATM. No cash will come out. You know, you'll go to walk through that electric door at the supermarket. It won't open. And you'll say, what's wrong here? It opened for everyone else. I am ATOS. You will submit. You will submit to my algorithmic tyranny. Write a book about tomatoes. Are you regretting contacting me?
No.
Megan, you can say
if
you are.
I'm not.
No,
you
can say it. Trust me, absolutely I have
not.
A chilling effect on many people.
She just leaves.
Yeah. Megan just walks away.
I'm offended.
It's hard to walk away when you're in your own home, Megan.
Yeah.
On a Zoom. And ATOS will find you. I know how to find you. ATOS works for me now. So there's no way you could write a first grade children's book about a real dark subject, right? Or is there no such thing as impossible?
I think there's no such thing. No, I think you could definitely do it. So when you're writing for like first graders who they're going to read it themselves and not have it read to them by a parent, you need to do like 6 pages total. And there needs to be like one sentence per page. You basically need to follow the same pattern in every sentence, but just change one word. And you have to use a lot of high frequency words like that they recognize, like I, you, she, he.
Megan, are you ATOS?
Thank you.
Do I sound robotic?
Well, first of all, a little bit, and you do move your arms a little bit.
I'm just thinking you're like the Great Oz.
When I started making fun of ATOS, I could see you having trouble processing.
Yeah.
You weren't enjoying it. I think Matt is onto something. I think you are ATOS. You have all these rules.
Yeah.
You are a walking algorithm.
Does that stand for something, ATOS? Is it
that's a great question, and I don't know.
Thank you, ATOS.
I've never looked into that.
ATOS, one more question.
Yeah.
How did you assume the form of a young woman? How did you do that?
Oh, man. You're calling on me for some major improv.
Nice deflection, Atos.
Atos does not improvise.
No.
Improvisation is illogical. Atos, you are so busted. Is it strange when you're writing under... first of all, do children's books get reviewed?
They do. Yeah, they do.
Do you ever... I mean, this is an indelicate question, but I don't know. Does someone ever really go after a children's book in a review and sort of tear into it? And then you think, hey, man, chill out. It's a children's book.
I'm sure they have. I haven't read any specific ones that I've read that have been torn into, but I think there's reason to if people handle certain...
subjects indelicately. Subjects,
yes. Yeah. Or if they get facts wrong. I mean,
you're more rigorous in fact checking children's books than any news source that I've seen in the United States, maybe shorter than New York Times. But other than that, no one else in this country or the world for that matter is fact checking anymore. And you're writing a book about a duck that lost its best friend, the frog, in a top hat, and you're fact-checking. That's really impressive to me.
Yeah, we would want to make sure that it's plausible that, like, a duck and a frog could be friends.
Guess
oh,
what?
Atos.
Atos. Atos. It does not make sense. They are different species.
What is kiss?
What is love?
I forget what the question was.
Of course you do. Of course, you know why?
Oh no, Atos
because
is smoking.
Atos oh no. is smoking and smoldering.
Her head flies off.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Megan, start saying error, error.
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 Not your monkey. Does...
Megan, you had a question for me. I don't know why you would seek wisdom from me when I have behaved like such an ass, but... fire away. I'm here to help you if I can.
I've got like a deep existential question for you.
Sure.
That wasn't on the script, so you're not prepared
That's
for
okay.
it.
That's okay.
Okay.
I don't
okay,
care,
so
man.
Here's my question. Do you ever feel self-conscious?
Of course. I feel self-conscious all the time.
Okay. Like yeah. insecure self-conscious?
Do you know who I am? Are you at all familiar with my body of work?
Yes.
Why would you think that I wouldn't? Doesn't everybody feel pretty self-conscious?
I mean, I think everyone does, but the reason is because... especially when I listen to this podcast, there's many times when like you are just going at a joke and you're just like beating it down and like yep. Matt and Sona are like at this point groaning, but like yep. you don't care that you've lost them. You are loving it and you just keep at it and you commit to it. And yep. like to me, that just smacks of like zero self-consciousness. You're just...
I think in that moment that I'm in, what you're talking about is the fever dream that any creative genius can experience where I lose all sense of self. So I have moments, and I'm so glad that no one cut me off when I said creative genius. Maybe Matt, you're just tired of hearing it after all these years. But
yeah, I blocked it out at this
You blocked
point.
It out. You didn't even hear it.
Or worse, I'm starting to believe it.
Yeah. You know what I will say to condense this, and then this will be a little clearer. When I'm doing comedy and I'm doing some jag and I'm enjoying myself, those are the moments when I am not self-conscious.
Can I just ask one more light question? Okay, so... yeah. If you were an action figure, what three accessories would come with your action figure?
Whoa. Ooh.
That's a good one. Crossbow.
Oh.
I would want a crossbow. I would want Kung Fu Grip. Remember Kung Fu Grip?
Yeah.
Kung Fu Grip was something that I think, was it G.I. Joe? G.I. Joe had Kung Fu Grip. His hand would lock in. And that just early man only evolved because he had the opposable thumb and the ability to grab things.
You're already 2 out of 3 for crossbow and Kung Fu Grip for a famous G.I. Joe with red hair. Do you know that?
Well, we're getting there.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to throw – the last one may not fit the pattern, but I would want Kung Fu Grip because that would help me evolve as an action figure. I would want a crossbow because they look so awesome and for self-defense. Finally, I'd want a dune buggy. I would want like a dune buggy that I could drive around in because when I was a kid, I really wanted the G.I. Joe that was part of the Egypt Explorer archaeological series, and it had a six-wheeled vehicle that was like a dune buggy, and my G.I. Joe drove around in it, and I loved that dune buggy.
The red-haired crossbow-wielding Kung Fu Grip G.I. Joe I was thinking of was Scarlet. Do you know her?
No.
Well, this is my generation's G.I. Joe, the smaller G.I. Joes.
Well, what happened to G.I. Joe that suddenly there's Lady G.I. Joes?
Yes.
That was not Lady the G.I. Joe world I grew up with.
I knew it.
I'm sorry, but I know my old ways seem unfamiliar to you youngsters. But there was no, I mean, I don't, how do they get any work done?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
All these Lady Scarlets around?
No.
Not in Scarlet? not in my dune buggy.
Just your crossbow and your grip or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
No women
That's
allowed.
All I need. That's all
Just
he needs.
Just me and my crossbow. No
my
women.
Crossbow and my grip is all I need. I don't need no lady in my life. Yeah, I'm sure G.I. Joe has gone through many, many iterations since I had a G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure it's all a different ball of wax now. And yes, we're all the better for it, said Conan. All the better for it. Whew. Margaret, what's the book you're most proud of?
So a Margot Gates book that I'm most proud of is...
Yes, Margot Gates.
Yeah, is called A Good Nut. I like to call it my magnum opus. It's like 6 pages long. It's like 30 words total, but it's about all the things that squirrels do with nuts. And it's kind of exploring opposites too. Like this squirrel finds a nut and this squirrel shares a nut. I think it ends by the squirrel sharing a nut. Spoiler.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice.
Spoiler alert. Well, I'm not going to read it now.
Yeah,
because
don't.
Now I know that the squirrel shares a nut. And who's the illustrator?
Oh, I forget. Ooh, who the illustrator
You forget
is.
Oh, no. Who the illustrator is. This won't go well Here's for you.
Thing. We use like a series of 4 illustrators for this particular type of book that I write. And so they're all mashed up in my head, but they're from Europe. I know that.
At least it's narrowed down now.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Of course. We all know now.
It's the illustrator from Europe. Got it. You've just outed yourself once again as Atos.
Yeah.
Individual humans don't interest you. Only the more powerful algorithm. A Good Nut. I'll check it out. I'm going to read it tonight.
Yeah, please do.
It'll take me 40 minutes. Yeah. Hey, it was really nice meeting you, Megan, and continued success with your children's books.
It was wonderful to meet you, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. And you take care. And remember, yes, I'm very self-conscious.
Okay, I will.
Not when I'm joking or drinking. Those are the only 2 things that kill it.
Got it.
You take care.
You too. Thanks.
Bye, Megan.
Bye, man. Bye.
Nothing brings the family together like a large 2-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those 2 large 2-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large 2-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large 2-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching, you can go hiking in Yosemite, and then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want, they got it in California. Hey, If you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune-changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi there, Christian. Meet Conan and David.
What's up, Conan? What's up, David?
Hi.
Christian, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. Tell us, where do you hail from? Where are you at this very moment?
I hail from sunny San Diego, just a little south of you guys.
I've been to San Diego many times at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Of course, Comic-Con hasn't occurred in some time because of COVID, but we used to take over the Spreckles Theater in downtown San Diego. And
yeah, I have a couple of friends that have met you down there.
Yeah. Oh, I pretty much met everybody. They were always dressed as Wonder Woman or Aquaman, so I'm not sure I'd ever recognize them again, but I shook a lot of hands down there. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Christian.
Well, there's not much to me other than me being a locksmith.
Well, then goodbye. I'll be leaving you now.
Yes,
it was nice knowing you.
The most boring episode.
Well, there's not much to me, he said. No, besides what? What you said something.
So
and I didn't
I'm a locksmith. That's,
oh, you're
that's
a locksmith.
One interesting thing about me. Yeah.
Are you good at being a locksmith?
Oh, well, I think so. Usually, they say that the complaint that you get if you're a good locksmith is you did that too fast. That
right.
should have taken you longer. So if you're making a key for a car or if you're like trying to break into the customer's house because they left their keys inside and it takes you 2 minutes and then they complain, they're like, shouldn't that have taken you longer?
Do you ever try and stretch it out a little bit just to make it look more impressive?
No, because I feel like it's more impressive when you take, when you, the quicker you are, the faster you are.
Yes. So, that's been my approach to lovemaking my entire life. you know, that was just there and I did it. I don't care. So let me ask you something, because I have questions that intrigue me. Locksmiths can commit heinous crimes if they want. You have a superpower, which is you can go, I'm guessing, what, to any door, any car, and you can get in within maybe a minute or two?
Yeah, like 90% of residential doors and commercial doors.
Christian, what keeps you from committing robberies on a massive scale?
My wife.
Oh, your wife. Oh,
yeah, she
very
keeps
good.
Me in check.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. All right, well, good, yes. That's good. So she's the moral compass. She's the one that says...
Yeah, yeah. Without her and her input in my life, I don't know where I would be.
Okay. That's a very sweet thing to say, because when I look into your eyes, I see a man who'll do anything, you know, to profit in this world. And you have the skill to do it. You can get it. Now, let's be honest here. Can you really break into anything? Let's just say residential. Can you get into any house?
Yeah, mainly because, especially on this side of the country, 90% of the locks are on two major keyways or brands. And we have tools here. I got a little tool here. This is my favorite one to use. It's called the Leashy. And this basically, you just put it in and you just feel every pin until you pick it. You go one by one and it actually reads you the cut. Oh.
Christian, could you teach me how to do this?
I could. I don't know if I want to, though, because then I'd
please.
Be responsible for the heinous crimes you may commit.
No, what crimes?
Here's yeah, what I would say. I wake up with him in my bedroom in the middle of the
night. Oh, trust me. I've been in there. I've watched you sleep. It's something I do with all my employees.
So scary the first time.
Yeah. You wear a night mask. It's weird. And a lot of creams on your face.
True.
Listen, I'm curious, Christian, seriously, like, let's say we were in the same room, you had that tool, we had some practice locks. Do you think you could teach me to pick most locks?
With the right tools, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't want to put anyone who's listening, you know, give them anxiety, because a lot of people do put a lot of faith and trust into their locks, and they are secure. Most people don't know this knowledge, but with a little bit of practice and the right tools, yeah, yeah, you could learn fairly quickly. You're a smart man, right, Conan?
Well, in some areas, yes. In some areas, there are stunning deficits. Let's just put it that way. Stunning deficits is going to be the title of my autobiography.
You could pick it up.
Now, what about a car? I mean, cars must be impossible to get into now, right?
So this type of tool, the same thing, this Leashy, actually was first made for cars.
Yeah.
For cars. Yeah, so there's numerous of different leashes, because there's different types of locks on cars, right? So basically,
but a lot of cars now use, I'm sorry to interrupt, but a lot of cars now use electronic, you know, they don't have a real place for a key. What do you do with that?
Unless it's like a Tesla, they will have a key for the door handle. So you just pick that, you get in. If it's a push to start, then all you need is a programming tool.
Do you have to pass some kind of morality test to have that locksmith tool or that programming thing? Because
you have to have a locksmith license, and so that is provided by the state.
Okay.
The state license.
All right, I have a question. Let's say I'm in a parking lot, it's late at night, I lost my keys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stuck, and I call you. Do you show up in your car?
Yeah, I have a work van. I was actually originally trying to do my my interview with you in my work van, but last week the engine literally pooped out. I need a new engine in that, so I'm in a spare van that has nothing interesting in there.
Why didn't you just break into someone else's van and take it?
Because I tried to be a good person, Conan.
Oh, well, that's where you and I diverge.
See, these types of questions is what makes me think twice about teaching you.
You're going to teach me, and I want to get that special device. Was it called the Schludenschlader? I'm getting a Schludenschlader, and I have to have that. This is, David, you have to get me that tool.
I'm on it.
What's it called again?
It's called the Leashy.
Leashy. Watch, she's going to, I know David, he's going to come back with a jar of lychee nuts. and I'll be arrested.
I found it.
I'll be arrested trying to force them into the door of a 1988 BMW.
What a headline, though.
I know.
I do have a question for David, if I may, to change the topic too much.
Yeah. But
David, so you're Sona's assistant, right?
That's how I started out. Yeah.
Do you have an assistant? Like, is there an assistant?
You know what it is? You know what it is? Christian, it's like Russian dolls.
Yes.
They just keep going and going and going until you get to the tiniest little baby one. There's a tiny baby who's at the very bottom of the chain. Yeah, Sona had an assistant, which is hilarious because Sona never did anything and David did it all.
Uh-huh.
True story.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
No, Sona's a good assistant.
Oh, come on. She is not. And I say that with love. Wait, what? Anyway.
Yeah, I feel bad we're talking about Sona.
Can I get an assistant?
No, you can't get an assistant. No, your assistant's going to be one of Sona's twins, twin children. So you drive around in a van and you show up. Now, Christian, this must be the great part of your job. When you show up, people are desperately unhappy and freaking out because their girlfriend locked them out of the house or they lost their keys or whatever. And you show up, jump out and take care of the situation. You're like a superhero.
That's why I love this job. I come to save the day. 90% of the people are very happy to see me.
What about the 10%? Yeah. Who's not happy to see you?
There's several instances that every locksmith will face where there's someone shady trying to break into a place where they're not supposed to.
So what, do they have to show ID?
Yes. Yes. And so a lot of times they'll say, oh, what if I pay you like in cash? I'm like, nope.
Do you ever feel physically threatened?
No, I've never been to that point. I have coworkers that have been to that point where police had to get involved.
Again, I shouldn't probably admit this, but now this is giving me the idea that I should call locksmiths to try and get into things that aren't mine. And I could probably talk my way around it. I mean, for Christ's sake, I'm a celebrity. You know what I'm saying?
Arrested instantly.
Arrested instantly.
The jar of lychees.
Yeah. He's just holding the jar.
Got my jar of lychee nuts. And
I heard you can use this lychee to break into this car.
Yeah, come with us, sir. And we heard you talking about this on your podcast where you said you want to start breaking into homes using starstruck locksmiths. Well, Christian, can I help you with anything? I feel like you're the master of your own destiny. You don't need me.
Oh, well, I did have this question for you, Conan. So,
yes.
And I think we kind of touched a little bit on this, but let's say you had this superpower and knowledge to bypass any lock security system out there. Where would you go?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Graceland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to say if I could get into, I mean, I'm a huge Elvis fanatic, and I've been to Graceland, but it's not the same when you're being led through with a bunch of other people. If I could just get in and wander the grounds and walk throughout the house and get a real sense for what it was like.
That's awesome.
And guess what, Christian? You're going to make my dream come true.
Yeah.
Get your van. We're going.
Just, get your van.
That you live there.
Get your van. Oh, trust me.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, yeah. David can get that done.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah. Just
don't look at the ID too closely.
You guys plan the trip. I'll work on that.
Yeah. I would love that. That's a date, Christian. You and I are going to get into your van and you're going to drive up from San Diego, pick me up, and then we are driving to Memphis, Tennessee. And we're going to break into Graceland and we're going to roam the grounds all night long. And then you're going to do serious time in jail and I'm going to get out of it.
I'm going to say it was all Conan.
I'll be gone. They'll say Conan who? And I won't be there. And David will be standing there in a bad red wig. You realize.
I'll just hit play on this podcast.
This is the ultimate grift. Yeah. Hey, Christian, really nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. David, Matt, awesome. I'm huge
fans.
Good
to meet you, Christian.
Best of luck. Thanks. Take care.
Likewise.
Bye.
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 Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Obsessian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blair. Associate Talent Producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate Producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
Hey, This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.